This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I want it to be a more serious injury. I'm not going to lie. I want it to be a more serious injury. I don't want him in there. Well, here's the thing. Last night, there's so much BS out there. All these thoughts and prayers from Rockets fans. You are all full of crap. You're all full of crap. I think, oh, Kevin Durant's fine. No, you want him out.
Bro, stop talking. Listen.
Landry Locker, Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts in for John Lopez. Figgy Fig being the best at what he do. You heard Paul Gallant there, and I got to say, I think that's a pretty solid take. Any Rockets fan that wants the Warriors at full strength has to be out of their mind. It's one thing for me to say it, but let's hear from two guys who have been in the trenches. Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts. Let's start with Cecil. Should Rockets fans be hoping that Kevin Durant doesn't play game 6 or 7?
Well, first off, I think Paul's a terrible human being for not his plan. Paul's my guy. But to be honest, though, if I'm a Rockets fan, I'm not mad that he's hurt. I never wish hurt on anybody, right? I want you at your best, being a competitor. I want you at your best. I want to beat you while your best players are playing. But the fact that he got hurt, I'm not upset at that if I'm a Rockets fan. I think it's, you know, it makes our job a little bit easier trying to get to the finals.
Listen, I'm a super superstitious guy. Like, I'm extra superstitious. So I'm not
give
the
me
type
example.
Of guy.
Give me, yeah, I'm give only going to ask. Give me something.
Oh, man, there's a lot of things that, you know, I'm going to stand at a certain place. Like, my daughter plays club volleyball. If we do well and I'm standing in a certain spot,
don't move,
that, I'm not moving.
Don't move.
If, like when we shake hands, we give them five before the match starts. Yeah. If I'm standing in a certain spot and we beat a really good opponent, the next time we play, it's going to be that same way. And if it's not the same, like, hey, y'all need to move.
What about your pregame routine?
Pregame routines, I'm listening to the same playlist every time.
What?
If we
what
lose.
Do you listen to?
Oh, man, I used to listen to. I had Gucci Mane on there 24 hours.
Yes, sir. A lot of, like,
we were finna go out there and beat somebody's head in. And so it was that type of music.
Yeah.
And if it didn't work out, then I might have to change up the playlist a little bit. You know, maybe I have to change up my routine a little bit to make sure that we come out on top. Now, in this case with the Rockets fans, if you putting that bad juju out there in the earth talking about, hey, yeah, I want this guy to be hurt.
You're talking karma, Wade. You're talking karma, Wade.
We don't want to put that out there, man. Uh-oh. You want to say, hey, man, you want him to be, you know, a quick recovery, all that type of stuff. The Rockets' whole situation is focus on yourselves. If they play the way that they can play, they'll beat the Warriors. Let's not hope for the Warriors to not be at full strength, and that's how
Wait
you get
minute.
The W.
Wait
that's
a minute. So if you're playing Dallas, right, and Tony Romo gets hurt, you wouldn't necessarily, like, say you're on the Texans, right, and you're playing Dallas and Tony Romo gets hurt.
Right.
You wouldn't be like, okay, I kind of hope he stays out.
I'm going to be super honest
I wouldn't be mad if he doesn't come back in the game.
I'm going to be super honest with you.
It's the only way to go,
Wade.
We used
to play the Jacksonville Jaguars every year, twice a year.
Twice a year.
And every time their starting quarterback got hurt, Blaine Gabbert, they put in the backup.
Blaine.
They put in the backup.
Chad Henne,
and he come out there and ball out. And we sitting on the sideline, me and Dwayne, we say, bro, we got to get the starting quarterback back in the game because our defense has game planned the entire game to play against this one guy.
Right.
Now when you get the backup.
Well, we're talking about KD, though, Wade.
It's the same
we're talking
thing.
About KD,
it's the same
though.
Thing. The Rockets had to figure out, okay, now how do we play the Warriors now? Because they're not playing the same style of ball as it was when KD was there, and that's why they had to adjust. They're going to adjust now because they have time to kind of game plan and figure it out. But that's part of the reason why they didn't get over the hump in that game is because it's like, oh, man, KD is not here. Now how do we play these guys? Oh, now all of a sudden Steph Curry is not playing like he has gambling debts. Like he's actually playing good ball.
Like he has gambling debts.
Yeah, so that's just how I look at it. Put the starters out there. Let's beat them. We're good enough to beat them regardless. We definitely don't need to put that bad juju in the air saying, like, I hope this guy is hurt and he don't come back.
Forget
but
the
that's
juju.
Just me.
Forget
that's
the juju. Landry Locker, Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts. Forget juju. Golden State has a guy who kicks other guys in the balls and elbows him in the face, pokes him in the eye. Their juju's already bad enough.
What is wrong with Draymond Green, bro?
I don't know what's wrong with that dude. He's got problems. But their juju's already bad enough. So I'm not worried about it. Once KD goes down, keep him off the damn court. We've sat here and we've talked about Chris Paul going down last year. What could have happened? Let's just get some sports karma and let's give the Rockets the same opportunity, trailing 3-2 with Golden State shorthanded, that the Warriors got last year, trailing 3-2 with the Rockets shorthanded. This is about sports karma. This ain't about juju, Wade.
Just literally the same thing, just two different words. Sports karma, juju, it's the exact same thing. You're just saying it two different ways.
But I'm hoping KD stays hurt and you're hoping he comes back.
There's no way KD comes back.
I'm hoping that whatever God's will be done. That's what I'm hoping.
Come on, man.
That's what I'm hoping.
Come on.
I'm not hoping for him to stay out. I'm hoping to come back. I'm not even touching that. I'm worrying about the Rockets.
That's how I look at stuff. Even if it's strain, you won't see him to the finals probably.
The betting line's out. So KD's out for game six. Like, it's pretty obvious. The betting line, Rockets minus 7.5 right now at the Westgate.
7.5.
So that tells you what Vegas thinks. Now, I will say this, and I'll be fair about this. Three seasons ago, Kawhi Leonard was out in this exact same situation in a game six, and it was the worst performance of James Harden's career. So they have been in this situation. Now, there was no Chris Paul, but there also hasn't been any Chris Paul the first five games in this series. So take that for what that's worth as well. But 7.5 is the betting line right now. Book your bet, Cecil. What are you taking?
So, no. Explain to me the betting.
The Rockets would have to win by eight. The Rockets would have to win by eight.
If you pick the Rockets, then they have to win by eight for you to get paid.
For me to get paid.
Right. Or you could take the points and the Warriors.
The Warriors.
And if they lose by six, you still get the money.
So, will the Rockets win by eight or more? Yes or no?
No. I don't see it happening. Every game has been, what, between 6 points? I don't know what last night ended up
being.
It's
like a four-point game. I think it was 104-99 last night.
So I don't think they win by eight. So I'm saying, so I'm betting, because Sean Pendergrass would be mad at me if I don't understand betting right.
You don't have to.
So I wouldn't take the numbers, right? I wouldn't take seven.
Do you think the Rockets are going to win by 8 points?
You would take the Warriors plus 7. Then you take Warriors plus 7.5.
So I'll take the Warriors. Gotcha. So that's what I was
7.5. Yeah, I put you on the spot there. I apologize.
No,
I know you're a wholesome man, dude. I apologize. Cecil Shorts, Wade Smith with you on a Thursday. Rockets lose, but I feel good about this. I do think the Rockets are going to win, but tell me if I'm crazy here. Tell me if this is nuts. I'm kind of confident they're going to beat the Warriors, especially if Durant doesn't play. But I wouldn't pick them to win the championship right now. I would not pick this Rockets team to win the championship. I think they were built to beat the Warriors. I think they're built to beat this Golden State Warriors team. And I think that once this happens, we got to look at this and take a step back, because I know a lot of people are going to be wanting to drop confetti and act like you won a championship.
Oh,
you're halfway home.
I agree.
You still got eight more wins. I'm not confident this is a championship team.
I think they're so focused on being, like you said, they were built to beat the Warriors. Their whole offseason, their whole
obsession,
mean,
too.
I mean, Clint Capella has been talking about it all year, and he hasn't showed up for one game, in my opinion. So I think they're so focused on beating these guys. If they don't do it, it'll be devastating. If they do it, all their energy is focused on this. What's going to happen next?
You guys are athletes, and you guys know what it's like where you build up towards a certain moment as an athlete. You spend the whole offseason, every time you're training, you're thinking about it, and then you do that. Have you guys ever had a letdown after you finally do that? Like, you beat someone you really want to beat, you've been obsessed with beating, and then all of a sudden the next week or the next series or whatever, it's a letdown.
I'll say this. Back in 2011, when the Texans finally made it to the playoffs and clinched the division, I think we did have a letdown the next couple of games that season, you know, because the organization had never made it to the playoffs.
Right.
And we got to that high of, man, we finally made it. And then the next couple of weeks we kind of, you know, threw some eggs out there.
Yeah.
We just laid some eggs out there, and we didn't play as well as we could have played. So I can definitely see that happen. I can definitely relate to that. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this about the Rockets, and I'm going to say this about the Warriors.
Say it.
The Rockets' problem is that if they do get by the Warriors, like I think they will, Chris Paul is only getting older,
more tired
by the minute
series and each game passes. So by the time they would get hypothetically to the Milwaukee Bucks, he might be he's going to be more of a shell of himself. And so how do you reconcile, like, how are they going to beat that type of ball club when they get there? So I don't think you're crazy at all when you say that they'll beat the Warriors, but they won't win the NBA Finals.
I think the more Chris Paul plays, and I hate to say this, right, because I battled with some injuries
Do you really hate it?
I don't want to wish injury on nobody.
You ain't wishing. Right? You ain't wishing. You're not throwing a quarter in the pond.
I think it's more realistic. The longer he plays, the more realistic he can probably get hurt again.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's just going off his history of, you know, his injuries in his past.
Now, this is the question, though. Based off the way he's been playing over the past five games or this whole playoffs run, Is it better for the Rockets for him to not even be out there and have somebody else that is fresh and young playing instead of him being out there?
He's got to be out there.
You need him to draw those fouls? Those flops?
Like he still can play.
That's all he's doing.
He still can bring some type of hope. It's still a chance that he can go out there and do something good, where I'd rather take that than have an Austin Rivers start for the whole series or whatever the case may be.
There's examples.
Or
Daniel Austin Rivers has been a much more productive player than
off the bench, though. You see what I'm saying? It's different when you're starting.
Yeah.
And you're the guy. That's a different beast.
CP3, we need you, man. We really, really need you. There's historic examples, though. Like the Mavericks in 2006, they were obsessed with beating the Spurs. They beat the Spurs. They lose the NBA Finals. Someone mentioned yesterday, Phi Slamma Jamma beat Louisville and then got upset by NC State. A lot of times when you obsess over beating a certain team, you think you've reached your peak, but then you still got some work to be done, and that work doesn't happen. Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts, Landry Locker. Moral of the story here, I want Kevin Durant to stay hurt. Wade Smith wants Kevin Durant back. I think Cecil's kind of a little bit more on the side of me in this one.
Yeah, I am.
Before we get a break, I want to ask y'all guys this. What are some things in life that you appreciate now that you didn't appreciate as a kid? My number one example is a nap.
Yeah.
I wish I could take a nap, bro. I don't even know what that's like to take a nap.
What?
I physically, like, once I'm up, I'm up. And so there's, like, I have to be.
Oh, so you can't take a nap.
I can't take a nap. I have to be physically exhausted to be able to take a nap in the middle of the day. And that's like when you crash, because I'm always going. That's just how I am. So I definitely appreciate it, because when I do get that nap, it's glorious. But I just can't do it. I need to go to that little nap pod place or whatever that they were talking
about.
Wait,
they have
radio.
A what?
There's like a sleep pod nap place or something that they were talking about on Mad Radio like a month ago.
Like a puppy kennel or something like that?
No, it's not puppies. It's like, it's people.
You go just take a nap.
Just go there and take a nap. You pay money.
So a hotel.
A pod.
So basically,
it's like a, think about like a mattress firm place. But instead of it being mattress firm, it's like these pods that you can go to sleep in.
A hipster hotel.
Really?
There you go.
Wait, is that the place where it's the water and it's the salt water and you're floating around in the little pod?
I don't know. I know there's pods. I don't know if there's salt water in it. But there's like a place that you can go to in the middle of the day and take a nap. You pay like, you know, a couple dollars or a dollar a minute and you take a nap.
A dollar a minute.
I think it's a dollar a minute. Man. Something like that. But I need something like that.
I know, because I can't take no naps. Oh, seven kids under seven. You ain't taking no nap.
No, not at all.
Hell no.
What was the question? What we appreciate?
Yeah, you appreciate more now than
sleep,
you didn't as
man.
A kid.
Sleep, and then the opportunity when I was a child, say, oh, I'm bored. I have nothing to do. I wish I could be bored.
Yeah.
I just wish I could have nothing to do for just one day. I would sleep in and I would just enjoy my day. Just have nothing to do, but it's always something busy, kids, something going on. So those two things would be mine.
You know, the last thing I appreciate now more than ever, the service at Chick-fil-A. Because when
you look at
everywhere else, you'd be like, man, why can't they do this like Chick-fil-A?
Their
does
long
this?
Line is like
There's
any
no
other three cars deep.
You could be wrapped around the block. 10 minutes
bro,
later,
you're
you,
not lying.
You got your food,
bro.
You
are
know
not
what I mean?
Lying.
So I wish everybody was like that. I appreciate that.
You are
shout out Chick-fil-A.
Absolutely not lying there. Landry Locker, Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts in for the OG. Figgy Fig keeping us on the air. Texans offense needs to be a top 10 offense next season. I said that. Is it a little too much? We're going to ask Wade and Cecil next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.